The League of Women Voters has a long history of study and advocacy regarding environmental issues extending earlier than Rachel Carson's Silent Spring. From 1956 to 1958, the League conducted a water resources study that formed the basis for action on a broad range of resource management issues. By 1958, the League had taken a position that has formed one of two foundations for League action on water ever since. The key concept is a strong federal role in formulating national policies and procedures. The issue of water management led the League toward later interrelated positions on air pollution, solid waste disposal, and land use, all focused on management policies to protect natural resources. In 1970, the League recognized the need for federal control of air pollution and adopted a position for control of air emissions. The 1970 convention also authorized a study of solid waste disposal, which focused League attention on reuse and recycling. In 1972, convention delegates voted to evaluate land use policies and procedures and their relationship to human needs, population trends, and ecological and socioeconomic factors. The three-year land use study focused on achieving optimum balance between human needs and environmental quality. Members agreed in 1975 that land ownership implies responsibilities of stewardship and consideration of public and private rights. They concluded that every level of government should share responsibility for land planning and management, and that federal policies should enhance the capabilities of other levels. In 1975, the League adopted a position supporting energy conservation as national policy. Since then, the League has made conservation the crux of its energy agenda, recognizing that the conservation of energy guarantees major long-term benefits, environmental, economic, and strategic, to individuals, to the country, and to the world. The League advocates a national energy policy emphasizing increased fuel efficiency standards for automobiles and opposition to oil drilling in environmentally sensitive areas, including the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Despite their long and storied history of environmental concern and their support of equal rights for many minorities, the League of Women Voters has never supported legislation extending the right to vote to birds, even female birds. It makes sense that chickadees and hummingbirds cannot vote, since not one of them has lived in the United States for 18 years. But one would think that bald eagles, often living well into their 20s and even 30s, would enjoy that basic right of citizenship. Eagles can be denied entry into public buildings, are not allowed to obtain a driver's license, are denied the right to a Social Security card, and are even denied their basic right to bear arms, something the National Rifle Association has been equally remiss in addressing. Average income for eagle families is well below the poverty level, and the League of Women Voters has closed their eyes to this fundamental socioeconomic injustice. They supported the Endangered Species Act and other protectionism laws while denying eagles the right to own property or to receive a basic public school education. The League of Women Voters' spotty and even shameful record when it comes to extending the basic rights of citizenship to an honorable cohort of Americans who have dedicated their lives to service as our national emblem should be reconsidered when next the League of Women Voters considers issues of basic justice for all Americans. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the League of Women Voters.